This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A flash flood forced an irrigation provider in Grand Junction to suspend services. Redlands Water and Power says the flooding caused a breach in one of their canals earlier this week, cutting off service for irrigation water. A team is working around the clock on repairs, which could take a week. Governor Jared Polis is still pushing the Geo ICE Detention Center in Aurora to provide details about what happened to a detainee with an active case of tuberculosis. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
Polis said in a statement that state and local public health officials have not yet been granted access to the facility or given more information, despite asking for days. They sent a list of questions asking what happened to the person diagnosed with active TB and if any TB investigation was performed within the facility. Immigration, civil rights, and health groups have raised concerns about overcrowding, plus unsanitary and poorly ventilated conditions that could help spread TB. CPR reached out to the Geo Group and ICE, but so far neither has responded. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Fishing restrictions are ramping up on rivers in western and southern Colorado. CPR's Dan Boyce says drought is putting extra stress on fish populations.
16 different rivers and streams are under some kind of fishing restrictions. Josh Nearing with Colorado Parks and Wildlife.
I'd say this is probably the most closures we've ever had on rivers.
Water levels are low, oxygen is low, and water temperatures are high. That's dangerous for cold water species like trout. Most of these closures are voluntary at this point. CPW is asking anglers not to fish between noon and midnight. That will help trout survive through the heat of the day.
It's 2:06. This is CPR News 90.1 in Denver.